You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Author Talk, the podcast where we share helpful advice and tips for authors. I'm your host, ML, and today we're going to be talking about a topic that's essential for any author looking to connect with their readers and sell more books, email marketing. Email marketing is a powerful tool that allows authors to reach their audience directly, share updates about their books, and build a loyal following. But it can be a bit overwhelming to know where to start, which platforms to use, and what strategies to implement. That's why we're dedicating this episode to all things email marketing for authors. We'll cover everything from setting up your newsletter to crafting effective emails, growing your list, and tracking your performance. Whether you're just getting started or looking to improve your existing strategy, you're sure to find some valuable insights and tips in this episode. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and get ready to learn all about email marketing for authors on Author Talk. Email marketing is a powerful tool for authors, allowing them to connect with their audience in a direct and meaningful way. Here are some of the many benefits of email marketing for authors. First and foremost, email marketing is a great way to build an engaged audience. When readers sign up for your newsletter, they are expressing their interest in your work and their willingness to hear more from you. By regularly sending them updates, insights, and exclusive content, you can deepen their engagement with your brand and foster a sense of community around your work. In addition to building an engaged audience, email marketing can also help you drive book sales. When you have a direct line of communication with your readers, you can let them know about new releases, special promotions, and other opportunities to purchase your books. And because email marketing is so targeted, you can be sure that you are reaching people who are already interested in your work and more likely to make a purchase. To illustrate the impact of email marketing for authors, let me share a few statistics and personal experiences. According to a recent survey by Digital Book World, authors who use email marketing sell 45% more books than those who don't. That's a huge difference and speaks to the power of this marketing channel. But you don't have to take my word for it. I recently spoke with a fellow author who shared her experience with email marketing. She had been struggling to get her books noticed and wasn't seeing the kind of sales she had hoped for. But after she started a newsletter and began regularly emailing her readers, she saw a significant increase in book sales. She attributes this to the fact that she was able to connect with her readers on a more personal level and build a sense of trust and loyalty. Another benefit of email marketing for authors is that it allows you to gather valuable insights about your readers. By tracking things like open rates, click-through rates, and subscriber engagement, you can learn more about what your readers are interested in, what kind of content they respond to, and how you can better serve their needs. And perhaps one of the most important benefits of email marketing for authors is that it allows you to control your own marketing destiny. Unlike social media or other marketing channels, email marketing is a platform that you own and control. You don't have to worry about changes to algorithms or platforms that may impact your reach or visibility. As long as you have a solid email list, you can always reach your readers and share your message. So if you're an author who is looking to build an engaged audience, drive book sales, and gather valuable insights about your readers, email marketing is definitely worth considering. In the next section, we'll explore some of the key strategies and tactics for getting started with email marketing. Now that we've discussed the benefits of email marketing for authors, it's time to dive into how to set up your own newsletter. A newsletter is a powerful tool that can help you build an engaged audience and drive book sales, so it's important to get it right. In this section, we'll cover the basic steps for setting up a newsletter and share some tips for optimizing your sign-up form. The first step in setting up a newsletter is choosing a platform. There are many options available, including MailChimp, ConvertKit, and Constant Contact. Each platform has its own pros and cons, so it's important to do your research and choose the one that best fits your needs. When choosing a platform, consider factors such as ease of use, pricing, and integrations. You'll also want to think about the features you need, such as automation, segmentation, and A/B testing. Once you've chosen a platform, the next step is to create a sign-up form. This form will allow readers to subscribe to your newsletter, so it's important to make it as easy and attractive as possible. When creating your sign-up form, keep the following tips in mind. Keep it simple. Don't ask for too much information up front. Asking for just an email address is usually enough. Use clear and concise language. Make sure readers understand what they're signing up for and what they can expect to receive from you. Offer an incentive. Consider offering a freebie, such as a short story or a discount on one of your books, to incentivize readers to sign up. Make it visually appealing. Use a clean, attractive design that reflects your brand. Optimize for mobile. Many people check their email on their phones, so make sure your sign-up form is mobile-friendly. Once you've created your sign-up form, you'll need to integrate it into your website or social media profiles. Most email marketing platforms offer easy-to-use integrations for popular platforms such as WordPress and Facebook. When integrating your sign-up form, make sure it's easy to find and prominently displayed. You may also want to consider using a pop-up or slide-in form to capture readers' attention. Now that you've set up your newsletter and created a sign-up form, it's time to start optimizing. Here are some tips for making sure your sign-up form is as effective as possible. Test different designs, try out different colors, fonts, and layouts to see what resonates best with your audience. Experiment with different incentives. Test different freebies or discounts to see what motivates readers to sign up. A/B test your copy, try out different headlines, calls to action, and descriptions to see what drives the most signups. Monitor your analytics, keep an eye on your conversion rates and adjust your form accordingly. Ask for feedback. Don't be afraid to ask your subscribers for feedback on their signup form. You may discover ways to improve it that you hadn't considered. Setting up a newsletter is an important step in building an engaged audience and driving book sales as an author. By choosing the right platform, creating an attractive sign-up form, and optimizing your form over time, you can build a strong email list that helps you connect with readers and promote your work. As an author, your email list can be one of your most valuable assets. But building a list is just the first step. To truly benefit from email marketing, you need to craft emails that engage your subscribers, build their brand, and drive book sales. In this section, we'll discuss the key elements of an effective email, share examples of successful author emails, and provide tips for personalizing your emails and segmenting your list. When it comes to crafting effective emails, there are a few key elements that you should focus on. Subject line. Your subject line is the first thing that your subscribers will see, and it can make or break your email's success. A good subject line should be attention-grabbing, relevant to your content, and should entice your subscribers to open the email. Introduction. Your introduction should be engaging and should hook your readers in. You should try to create a connection with your subscribers and make them feel like you're speaking directly to them. Content. Your content should be informative, engaging, and should add value to your subscribers. You can use your emails to share news and updates about your books, offer exclusive content, or even provide writing tips and advice. Call to action. Every email should have a clear call to action that tells your subscribers what you want them to do next. This could be to buy your latest book, leave a review, or sign up for a newsletter. Design. Your email's design should be visually appealing, easy to read, and should reflect your brand. Use images, colors, and fonts that are consistent with your website and social media profiles. To help you understand what makes an effective email, let's take a look at some examples of successful author emails. J.K. Rowling. In a recent email to her subscribers, J.K. Rowling shared an update on her latest book, The Ichabod. She included a personal message thanking her readers for their support and provided a link to buy the book. The email was simple, engaging, and had a clear call to action. Tim Ferriss, in one of his emails, author and podcaster Tim Ferriss shared a link to a blog post he had written about overcoming fear. The email was personalized, with Ferriss addressing his subscribers by name, and included a clear call to action to read the post. Joanna Penn, in an email to her subscribers, author and entrepreneur Joanna Penn shared an exclusive excerpt from her latest book, Audio for Authors. The email was visually appealing, with a professional design and high-quality images, and included a clear call to action to buy the book. Personalization is key when it comes to effective email marketing. Here are a few tips for personalizing your emails. Use your subscribers' names. Addressing your subscribers by name can help to create a connection and make your emails feel more personal. Segment your list. Segmenting your list means dividing your subscribers into different groups based on factors like their interests, location, or buying behavior. This allows you to send targeted emails that are more likely to resonate with your subscribers. Use automation. Automation allows you to send personalized emails based on triggers like new subscribers, purchases, or website activity. This can save you time and help to ensure that your subscribers receive the right message at the right time. Crafting effective emails is key to making the most of your email list as an author. By focusing on the key elements of an effective email, studying successful author emails, and personalizing your emails, you can build a loyal subscriber base, strengthen your brand, and ultimately sell more books. But email marketing is not just about crafting the perfect email. It's also about analyzing and improving your performance over time. Make sure to track your open rates, click-through rates, and other key metrics to see how your emails are performing. Use this data to experiment with different subject lines, content types, and calls to action to see what resonates with your audience. Remember, email marketing is not a one-time task. It's an ongoing process that requires consistent effort and attention. But with the right strategies and a commitment to providing value to your subscribers, you can build a thriving email list that helps you achieve your author goals. In the next section, we'll explore some additional email marketing strategies that authors can use to connect with their audience and sell more books. Frequency and timing are critical elements in email marketing for authors. Finding the right balance between sending too few or too many emails and sending them at the right time can make all the difference in building a loyal subscriber base and driving book sales. In this section, we'll discuss how often you should send emails and when to send them for maximum impact, as well as some examples of email marketing calendars and tips for planning your own email marketing schedule. How often should you send emails? The frequency of your email campaigns can depend on a variety of factors, such as the type of content you are promoting, the size of your subscriber list, and the preferences of your audience. Generally, it's best to aim for consistency in your email schedule so that your subscribers know when to expect your emails and can look forward to them. Sending emails too frequently can lead to subscriber fatigue and high unsubscribe rates, while sending emails too infrequently can cause your subscribers to forget about your brand or lose interest in your content. As a general rule of thumb, most authors find that sending 1 to 2 emails per month is a good starting point. However, it's important to remember that there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to email frequency. It's important to test and measure the impact of your email campaigns on your subscriber list to determine the ideal frequency for your audience. When should you send emails? The timing of your email campaigns can also have a significant impact on their effectiveness. Timing can depend on a variety of factors, such as the content of your email, the demographics of your audience, and the time zones of your subscribers. For example, if you're promoting a book launch or sale, it's a good idea to send your email during a weekday when people are more likely to be checking their emails at work. On the other hand, if you're promoting a weekend event or a personal update, sending your email on a Friday or Saturday might be more effective. Another consideration is the time of day. Generally, early morning or late afternoon tend to be good times to send emails, as people tend to check their emails during these times. However, you should also consider the time zones of your subscribers and adjust your email schedule accordingly. To help you plan your email marketing schedule, you can create an email marketing calendar. This is a tool that allows you to plan out your email campaigns in advance, ensuring that you send the right content at the right time. Here are some examples of email marketing calendars. Monthly newsletter.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're sending a monthly newsletter, you can plan your emails around key events or themes for each month. For example, if you're a romance author, you might send a Valentine's Day themed newsletter in February. Book launch campaign. If you're launching a new book, you can plan a series of emails leading up to the launch date. For example, you might send an announcement email, a pre-order email, and a launch day email. Event promotion. If you're promoting an event, you can plan a series of emails leading up to the event date. For example, you might send a save the date email, an early bird ticket offer email, and a last chance to register email. Tips for planning your email marketing schedule. Here are some tips for planning your email marketing schedule. Know your audience. Consider the demographics and preferences of your audience when planning your email schedule. For example, if your audience is primarily made up of busy professionals, sending emails during working hours may not be the best approach. Set clear goals. Determine what you want to achieve with your email campaigns and plan your email schedule accordingly. For example, if your goal is to drive book sales, you might plan a series of emails leading up to a book launch or promotion. Balance frequency and quality. While it's important to maintain regular communication with your subscribers, bombarding them with too many emails can lead to unsubscribes or lower engagement. Aim for a balance between frequency and quality, focusing on delivering valuable content with each email. Consider seasonal trends. Seasonal events and holidays can provide opportunities for themed email campaigns and promotions. Consider the timing of these events and plan your email schedule accordingly. Use automation. Email automation can help streamline your email marketing efforts and ensure that your subscribers receive timely and relevant messages. Set up automated campaigns for tasks such as welcome emails, abandoned cart reminders, and post-purchase follow-ups. Test and analyze. Monitor the performance of your email campaigns and make adjustments based on your analytics. Experiment with different frequencies and timings to determine what works best for your audience. When it comes to email frequency, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. The ideal frequency will depend on factors such as the preferences of your audience, the type of content you're sending, and your goals for each campaign. In general, sending 1 to 2 emails per week is a good starting point for most authors. However, it's important to pay attention to your metrics and adjust your frequency as needed. If you notice a drop in engagement or an increase in unsubscribes, it may be a sign that you're sending too many emails. As for timing, there are a few general guidelines to keep in mind. Weekdays tend to be the most popular days for email sends, with Tuesday and Thursday being the most common. However, depending on your audience and industry, other days may be more effective. When it comes to the time of day, early morning tends to be a popular time for email sends, as people often check their inboxes first thing in the morning. However, again, this may vary depending on your audience and industry. Ultimately, the key to effective email marketing is to experiment, analyze your results, and adjust your strategy accordingly. With the right approach, email marketing can be a powerful tool for building your author brand and driving book sales. If you're an author looking to grow your email list, there are several strategies you can use to attract new subscribers and keep your current ones engaged. Here are some tips and examples of successful list growth tactics. Offer lead magnets. A lead magnet is a free resource or content that you offer to your potential subscribers in exchange for their email address. Lead magnets can be anything from a free chapter of your book to a checklist, worksheet, or template related to your niche. The key is to make sure that your lead magnet provides value to your audience and is relevant to your brand. For example, if you're a romance author, you could offer a free guide to writing romantic scenes or a template for creating a compelling love triangle. Run promotions. Promotions can be a great way to attract new subscribers to your email list. You could run a giveaway or contest on social media, where participants have to sign up for your email list to enter. Or, you could offer a discount or free gift to new subscribers as an incentive to join your list. For example, author Tim Ferriss offered a free ebook to new subscribers, which helped him grow his email list to over 1 million subscribers. Leverage social media. Social media can be a powerful tool for promoting your email list and reaching a wider audience. You can share your lead magnets, promotions, and other content on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You could also use social media to run targeted ads to reach potential subscribers who are interested in your niche. For example, author Joanna Penn uses Twitter to promote her lead magnets and attract new subscribers to her email list. Collaborate with other authors or influencers. Collaborating with other authors or influencers in your niche can help you reach new audiences and grow your email list. You could offer to guest post on another author's blog or podcast, or collaborate on a joint project or book bundle. Make sure to include a call to action in your collaboration that encourages new subscribers to join your email list. For example, author James Clear collaborated with several other authors to offer a free ebook bundle to their email subscribers, which helped him grow his list and reach new readers. Optimize your sign-up form. Your sign-up form is the first point of contact that potential subscribers have with your email list, so it's important to make it easy to use and visually appealing. Make sure that your sign-up form is prominently displayed on your website or social media channels, and consider using a pop-up or slide-in form to capture visitors' attention. You should also keep your sign-up form simple and ask for only essential information, such as a name and email address. For example, author Ryan Holiday uses a simple, minimalist sign-up form on his website that asks for just a name and email address. Segment your list. Segmenting your email list means dividing your subscribers into smaller groups based on their interests, behavior, or demographics. This allows you to tailor your email content to each group and provide a more personalized experience. For example, you could segment your list based on the genres or topics that your subscribers are interested in, or based on their engagement with your previous emails. You could then send targeted content or promotions to each group, which can help increase engagement and conversions. Growing your email list is essential for building a loyal audience as an author. By offering lead magnets, running promotions, leveraging social media, collaborating with other authors or influencers, optimizing your sign-up form, and segmenting your list, you can attract new subscribers and keep your current ones engaged. The key is to focus on providing value to your audience and creating a personalized experience that keeps them coming back for more. Tracking and analyzing your email marketing metrics is a critical component of a successful email marketing strategy. By understanding how your audience interacts with your emails, you can make informed decisions about what's working, what's not, and how to improve your approach over time. In this section, we'll discuss the importance of tracking your email marketing metrics, share some tools and resources for analyzing your email performance, and provide tips for using this data to optimize your email marketing strategy. Why is tracking your metrics is important? There are a variety of email marketing metrics you should be tracking to gauge the effectiveness of your campaigns. Some of the most important metrics include open rates, the percentage of subscribers who open your emails, click-through rates, the percentage of subscribers who click on a link within your email, conversion rates, the percentage of subscribers who take a desired action after clicking on a link in your email, such as making a purchase or signing up for a webinar, bounce rates, the percentage of emails that are undeliverable due to an invalid email address or other issue, unsubscribe rates, the percentage of subscribers who opt out of your list. Tracking these metrics is important for several reasons. First, it allows you to measure the success of your email marketing campaigns and determine what's working and what's not. For example, if you notice that your open rates are low, you may need to work on improving your subject lines or segmenting your list to better target your subscribers. Similarly, if your conversion rates are low, you may need to adjust the messaging or design of your emails to better align with the interests and needs of your subscribers. Additionally, tracking your email marketing metrics allows you to make data-driven decisions about your overall email marketing strategy. By analyzing your performance data over time, you can identify trends and patterns in your audience's behavior, which can help you optimize your approach to better meet their needs and preferences. Fortunately, there are a variety of tools and resources available to help you track and analyze your email marketing metrics. Some of the most popular email marketing platforms, such as MailChimp and Constant Contact, offer built-in analytics tools that allow you to track and analyze your performance data. These tools typically provide information on open rates, click-through rates, and other key metrics, as well as the ability to segment your list and track subscriber engagement over time. In addition to these built-in tools, there are also a variety of third-party analytics tools that can help you gain deeper insights into your email marketing performance. For example, Google Analytics can be used to track traffic and conversions from your email campaigns, while tools like Litmus and Email on Asset can be used to test and optimize the design and functionality of your emails. Once you have collected and analyzed your email marketing data, it's important to use this information to optimize your email marketing strategy over time. Here are some tips for using your data to improve your approach. Test and experiment. Use A/B testing and other experimentation methods to test different variables in your email campaigns, such as subject lines, messaging, and design. This can help you identify what resonates best with your audience and improve your overall performance over time. Segment your list. Use your performance data to segment your list and target specific groups of subscribers with personalized messaging and offers. This can help increase engagement and improve your overall conversion rates. Adjust your frequency. Use your data to determine the optimal frequency of your email campaigns. For example, if you notice that your unsubscribe rates are high, you may need to reduce the frequency of your emails to avoid overwhelming your subscribers. Optimize your content. Use your data to optimize the content of your emails. For example, if you notice that certain types of subject lines or calls to action perform better than others, adjust your content accordingly. Additionally, use A/B testing to experiment with different versions of your emails to see what resonates best with your audience. Refine your targeting. Continuously refine your targeting based on your performance data. For example, if you notice that a particular segment of your list consistently has a high open rate, consider creating content specifically tailored to that segment. Invest in automation. Use your data to identify opportunities for automation, such as triggered emails based on subscriber behavior. This can help streamline your email marketing process and improve the relevance of your messaging. Monitor industry trends. Stay up to date with industry trends and best practices, and use this information to inform your email marketing strategy. For example, if you notice a shift towards video content in email marketing, consider experimenting with video content in your own emails. In conclusion, tracking and analyzing your email marketing metrics is essential for optimizing your email marketing strategy over time. In this episode, we covered the basics of email marketing for authors, including the importance of building an email list, crafting effective emails, and tracking your performance metrics. We discussed various strategies for growing your list, such as offering lead magnets, running promotions, and leveraging social media. We also shared some examples of successful list growth tactics and how to implement them for your own newsletter. Additionally, we talked about the key elements of an effective email, including subject lines, formatting, and personalization. We also discussed how to optimize your email schedule and frequency, as well as how to track and analyze your performance data. The key takeaway from this episode is that email marketing can be a powerful tool for authors to build relationships with their readers, drive book sales, and grow their brand. By following the strategies and best practices outlined in this episode, you can start or improve your own email marketing strategy and see measurable results. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Author Talk. We hope you found it helpful and informative. Join us next week when we discuss tips for creating engaging book launch events. See you then.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.